We're doing the Sidra Dorot. We're up to Sarah's passing. Sarah passed when she was 127. We know Avram was 10 years her senior, so Avram was 137. And Yitzhak was 37 years old. The year is 2084. She merited that her passing is recorded in the Torah, something that's unusual, because she brought life to the world, the exact opposite of Chava, brought death to the world. Sarah, yeah. And Avram purchased the cave, and he had four witnesses, wrote the document. His four witnesses to the sale were Amigol ben Avishua Hachiti, Elichosen ben Eshonash Hachivi, Avdon ben Achira Hagamri, Akdil ben Avidash Hatzidoni. And he put the document of sale in his storage houses, in his treasury, and he buried Sarah with honor like kings would be buried. He got her royal clothing, and he placed them on her bed, and Shem, the son of Noach, and Aver, the grandson of Noach, were all present for the funeral. So Aver is really Noach's great-great-great-grandson, or great-great-grandson. Avimelech, Oner, Eshkol, Mamre, all the big people in the land were there in her funeral. And he brings over here, Ephron had a tikkun in her aron, whatever that means. Hebron is Kiryas Arba, and that's where Avram built a big hall. He built this big building of big stones, 28 amos long. And the Arabs, he said, light candles in there. And under all of that is Me'aras HaMachpelah, where Adam Arishon was buried, Sarah, Rivka, Leah. And he says, I went into the Me'aras HaMachpelah 15 steps, and when I came to the cave, it was a wide cave, and inside the cave you had a gate of stone, and the cave was like carved out stone, and on top of this gate were large pieces of thick metal, and there's a strong wind that comes out of there. You can't stand in the face of that wind, and you can't go in there with a candle or a fire. So that's how I understood the Avos were buried there. He's quoting from a Sefer, Rashi Tevos Gimel Aleph Yud, Glilos Eretz Yisrael, who records that that's what happened when he went there. So the days of weeping for Sarah passed, and Avram sends Yitzchak to the house of Shem and Aver to learn the ways of Hashem, and he stays there 3 years. And Avram and his servants return to Beersheba, to their home. In Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it says that Yitzchak mourned his mother for 3 years, and only then did he take Rivka.
3 years?
3 years mourning his mother, yeah.
1 year for someone for 3 years?
That's a good question. So you're right. The Talmud says one should not mourn so long. So you got to look it up in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. You got to look it up there. So after a year, Avimelech, the king of the Philistines, passed away. He was 193 years old. And Avram went with his men to Philistine territory to comfort the house of Avimelech. And then he came home. The people of Gerar took his son Nimlach. He was 12 years old, and they set him up as king, and they gave him the name Avimelech, because that's what they always do in Gerar. They give him the name Avimelech. Now, that year, the year 2086, that was the year that Lot passed away. When Yitzchak was 39 years old, his uncle Lot passed away. And Lot had lived to the ripe old age of 142. So he says this needs a little bit of work, because earlier we said Lot was born in the year 925 and he lived 142 years. So then He should have passed away 10 years earlier. Lot's children were Moab. That was his first son. First son that remained after the whole story of Sodom and Gomorrah. His second son was Ben-Ammi. And those two children married women from Canaanite territory. Moab had children, Er, Mayun, Telsin, Kanyul, or Kanuyel, and they were the fathers of the Moabite families. And Ben-Ammi had children named Gidram, Ushun, Revot, Zelon, and Einun.